Your friends on the...
Programming on CKUW 95.9 FM is supported by financial gifts from Catherine, Ethan, Claire, and listeners just like yourself.
What's up, Winnipeg? You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM.
Located on Treaty 1 territory in the heart of downtown, this is the Medicine Wheel of Music. Land of the Anishinaabe, Cree, Ojibwe, Lakota, Dakota, Dene, and of course, homeland of the Red River Métis. Thank you very much for joining us today. Let's turn that bad boy down. My name is Jesse James. Alongside me, one of the baddest boys on the planet. Oof. Mr. Tony Sini, say hello.
Oh, good morning. Good morning. I got my radio voice back, baby. Good morning, everyone. It feels good to be back. You know, it feels like it's been a while since I've been on the show here. It's kind of a different setting we're in now, currently. It sounds a little bit more echoey in here.
Echoey in here.
You know, regardless... Should be a good show.
Yeah, but I got the imminent danger music going.
Yeah, oof.
That's when you know something's coming.
Because let me tell you right now, this station is an imminent danger.
An impotent danger. I want to thank everyone for joining us. We've been off for quite a while. It's been a minute, to say the least. I think what was in the way? I mean, we're in a new spot right now because of some stuff that's going on above the original studio here at CKUW.
Yeah.
They're renovating the bathrooms.
Oh. Yeah. So we're going to have some new stuff in our station then, eh?
Nope. Wait, nothing new. Nothing new for us.
Wait.
But there's going to be like golden bidets upstairs, you know.
Of course, yeah.
There's going to be a towel guy in there.
Like working equipment that's in there.
No. Oh, in there. In the bathroom.
In the bathroom, yeah.
Yes. But the stuff in the original studio,
yeah,
that won't be touched.
All the same.
The same dust will be on everything.
Yeah.
And the same broken everything.
Yeah. Just how we like it.
Just the way we want it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's the only way to do it nowadays, to be quite honest with you. If they were to update something over there,
yeah,
I wouldn't know what to do. I wouldn't know what to do with it.
Honestly, like, I would probably, like... Like, if things, like, really changed in that studio,
yeah,
I would start, like, I'd boycott.
You'd quit?
You know what I mean?
Oh, boycott, right.
Yeah, you know? So, no, I'm just kidding. I love the station. I love everyone that does it.
OK. Okay.
And I don't know who the hell does it.
Yeah, that's true. It's easy to love.
I know Johnny Ives.
Yeah, dude.
You know,
I was just listening to his show just before this.
Yeah, yeah. He's playing some.
He's playing like classic rock now.
he's in a different phase in his life, eh?
I love it.
Once he's officially out of that boot now.
Dude, you know what's cool actually? Now that I just thought of it.
Yeah.
Shades of Classics. And it doesn't even mean classical music anymore.
No?
I mean classics, just classic songs at this point, right?
Yeah.
He's playing a little bit of like Guess Who in America and Kansas and all that other stuff, you know?
Nevada.
Yeah, all those great bands.
Utah.
Utah, Chattanooga.
New Hampshire.
Dude,
all those good bands,
you know what?
Bro.
Let's go 2 hours of cities and states that we could just ramble off the top of our heads.
Actually, you know what? It's funny. Me and the family were down in Minnesota for the July 4th weekend, and we stopped off at this gas station, and we were buying some stuff, and the lady was kind of like, so what are you guys doing for July 4th weekend? We're like, we're going to Minneapolis visit some family and stuff. And I was like, so what are you doing? Like, do you have any plans for your July 4th? And she was like, yeah, we're going to Duluth to watch some like music festival or something. And then we're like, okay, who's playing there? And she rambled off some bands I wasn't really familiar with.
Well, like new indie bands or something?
Maybe, yeah. Probably like some like local bands in that area probably or something. And then she named this one band. She was like, yeah, the headlining is a band called Trampled by Turtles. And I was like, that name right there just hooked me. I was like, I want to listen to them, dude.
What do they sound like?
What did you say she sounded like? I don't know. I think like, I don't know, modern rock or whatever. I'm not quite sure, to be honest.
Let's duplicate this tab real quick.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Trampled by Turtles.
But the reason I kind of brought that up is that like when we think of like classic rock, when we think of like Power 90s, I don't know, like 92 City FM or some of that, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they play like, you know, Queen, Van Halen, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, Stones.
But that, it was called classic rock when we were, it was like year 2000, 2001.
Right.
And the bands that we listen to now, Blink-182, Sum 41.
Green Day.
Like, are they classic rock now?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or what would they be, like, because there's like the bands from like The Who, even like the Beatles, like those 70s kind of like era bands, like what are they like golden?
What's older than classic?
I don't know.
There's got to be a term for that.
Yeah, like so
as society rolls on.
Yeah,
there's got to be a new term for something that's 40 years old as opposed to the 20 years old music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and we're gonna find that word today.
Okay, all right.
We're gonna find that word today. We got a lot. Actually, we don't have a lot to talk about. We've been gone for a long time. There's been things
about?
Happening.
The Knicks won, bro.
The Knicks. Yeah, okay.
Come on.
That's so old, dude. I'm so on to the new year, man.
You're on to
a lot of movement going on in the
yeah,
NBA.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe we could talk a little bit about that for all the NBA fans that are listening right now, all three of them.
So, like, I mean, the Knicks, it's been a while since they won.
All right, listen.
But you want to just move on from that right away?
No, let's give them their, you want to give them their flowers right now?
Oh, well, later on. We'll dedicate a full 30 minutes to them.
Okay, all right. The Knicks won. Yeah, that was really cool. Did the Stanley Cup Finals were won or something? I don't even know.
After the Leafs and, like, other Canadian teams were out, I'm like, yeah.
You stopped it.
Yeah.
There's a FIFA World Cup. There's soccer going on right
now.
Oh, yeah.
Footy, buddy. Come on, man. Footy? I'm like the biggest soccer fan around, bro.
Yeah, dude.
You know
what
I mean?
When's the last time you played soccer?
Probably like kindergarten probably or something,
right?
You know?
You were a goalie, weren't you?
All I think of when people are like so hype on soccer, I just think of Superbad. Remember when they're playing soccer and Michael Cera character is like, it's soccer, okay? It's soccer.
Yeah,
you know? And he's like,
don't take it seriously.
Yeah, he's like,
kids play this.
He's like, hey, go piss your pants again. And he's like, that was like grade one, you a-hole.
No one forgot that.
Yeah, no one forgets.
Today we're going to be playing a little bit of the Hello Crows.
Nice.
Hello Crows, powerful indigenous songwriting collective from New Brunswick.
Oh, let's go.
Formed in 2022. A little more on them later on. We're going to be playing from their self-titled debut album, 2025 album, The Hello Crows. A little bit of folk rock feel to it.
Nice.
So that'll be fun and dandy. We also got the weather coming up and...
Oh. We want to talk about 30 minutes, man. We could talk 30 minutes on the weather.
Jeez Louise. We're going through a bit of a heat wave right now. It shouldn't be...
Heat dome.
Pardon me?
Heat dome. That's what they're calling
heat
it.
Dome.
Yeah, dude.
That sounds pretty cool.
Dude.
Remember the show Battle Dome?
I hope a lot of people out there right now are getting a little bit of heat dome right
heat
now.
Dome?
You know what I mean? A little morning heat the dome.
Sweaty.
Yo,
sweltering.
Dude. Just heat dome. A salty, salty heat dome. You know what I mean?
Like some of the best. Some of the best dome, if you ask me, is heat dome.
Dude, the cover for this band, too, the Hello Crows, it's actually pretty cool, man.
Yeah, it's kind of neat.
It's like...
it's a crow. Anyways, let's move on.
I wonder who, like, that looks like it's like
charcoal paint.
Yeah, charcoal or like
drawing.
Or like pen, like just a regular black ink pen. I don't know. It's pretty cool, though.
Charcoal.
And it's like shaped in a heart, too. Look at that.
Look at that.
That's cool.
You know
man.
What? Listen, if you don't like the music, just go and look at that.
Look at the art cover.
Right?
Yeah.
Hell, crows know what they're doing. They're fascinating for the ears and the eyes. All right, let's play a little bit of Hello Crows. We'll come back with, like I said, talk about whatever the hell. If you want to give us a call, actually,
do we still do phone calls in here?
I'm looking around here. I don't see a phone.
You know what? Give out your personal phone number, Jess.
Okay.
Live on air. And
you know what, dude? Speaking of, here, real quick before we move
on.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
I came to the studio. I came, and then that was it.
Yeah.
That was it.
And then I came again. No. Go ahead.
Last time I was here, I came 2 weeks ago to try out for the show here, right?
Yeah.
And everything had changed. I wasn't aware of it because turns out I'm not on the mailing or volunteer list for CKUW. I've only been here for 10 plus years.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? What? Yeah. No big deal. You know. So they finally threw me on that thing. Yeah. Anyways, I show up. I can't do anything in terms of the studio because it's being controlled from another spot. A window has to be open for the live shows here, which ended up this how we're on right now.
Mm-hmm.
On my way back home, I get a call. All right, on my phone, and it's in the car, so I don't usually pick up in the car unless it's urgent. I don't really pick up unless it's urgent regardless, to be quite honest with you. The call comes, I let it ring, I let it go, whatever. It calls a second time. Now, if I get a call twice by the same number, I consider it a little bit urgent.
Yeah.
So, plus I was kind of waiting for a phone call from Rob here, the program, you know, the director.
Yeah.
So... calls a second time.
Uh-oh.
I pick up. Hello?
Yeah.
And this guy's like...
Hello, sir.
There is a guy who sounds a little zesty. Won't lie.
Oh, no.
And he's like... And of course, he sounded like this. And he said...
Remember last night? Jesse?
He's like, I saw that you called. What do you want?
He said that?
Yes.
Or whoever said that?
Whoever said it.
Yeah.
Whoever said it. I was like, you got a wrong number, man. I don't know. I didn't call... Yes, you did. You called. What do you want? I was like, dude, I don't have, I didn't call you. Have a good day.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all. So I hang that up. Oh, no. And then he comes at me a third time. Yes, you did. I have a screenshot of you calling me.
What?
And as soon as he said the screenshot part, I just hung up. As if to say, you know, I don't need this crap.
Yeah.
I don't need this. Whatever what's going on, I don't need it.
Yeah.
A few minutes go by. I'm just about home. I'm still in the car, and I get a text.
No.
And it's this person.
The zesty person.
It's a little zesty.
Yeah. Was the text zesty as well?
I could just hear it.
Yeah.
And the text says, yeah, you called me. And then it's a screenshot of my number calling. And it's just my number. Like, it's not a log of his phone.
Yeah.
It's literally just my number in red, like I had called.
Yeah. Incoming call.
At 8:47 in the morning.
What the hell?
I was like, so I didn't answer that.
Yeah.
All I did was block that number. I was like, I don't need this. Whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking in my head, like, if I hear from another number of the same crap that's going on, something is going on type of thing, right? So that was the end of whatever the hell that was.
That's so weird.
But I've never been in that situation before, and it felt like scammy to me, you know what
Most
I mean?
Most likely
like,
is, yeah.
The duration of the call when I was talking was about 29 or 39 seconds, so I don't know if people record your voice or what have you. It was in my head all day.
Yeah.
Of like, what the hell was that? Why?
Were you high?
What? No. No, okay. Completely stone cold sober.
Oh, yeah. Dude, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that changes everything. Yeah. I thought if you were like stoned out of your mind, I'd be like, was there actually a call?
Yeah, you know? No, it happened. Okay. I can show you everything here. So I just blocked the call, and that was it. That was all, and nothing happened out of that. So,
But strange though, because like they obviously have a picture of your phone number calling them. But like, it's your legit phone number that
it's
they had.
It's my legit number, but I mean, you can fix that nowadays. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true. Yeah.
And it was at 8:47. Then I checked my logs like I'm a moron. I'm like, well, did I call? You know what I mean? So I checked my phone log. I don't ever call anyone.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So it's just my wife, my mom, you know, just a list of just two, yeah. three people in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
Over and over again.
Yeah.
Obviously, I did not call that
your
number.
Plug?
Neither here nor there.
Yeah, yeah.
My mom. I said that. So it was only those last two were this guy calling me, and that's it. Right?
That's weird, man. Like, so, the thing is, too, man, like, with that happening, scams are becoming, they're so, like, complex now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially with, like, and I hate always getting into AI talk, but what if you weren't even talking to a person? You know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
And you're talking about like the whole voice recording thing, like who knows if that AI program, whatever it is, could, like, I'm not saying it is, but potentially, like, you don't know how this all the technology works, but
no.
Say they just record your voice and they can just do your voice after,
boom, and that's
to get into your bank accounts or
because whatever, you know. I had said, they can just it doesn't even have to be just the words that I say that they can use. I mean, they can just take the tone of my voice or whatever and just use it and manipulate it for anything.
Yeah, right? Man.
So. I don't know, be careful out there, I guess. It's more of a PSA, I suppose, for people, right?
Yeah,
it's just, if you get some crap like that, I don't know, just block them, I guess. I mean, like I said, that was the last of it. I blocked that number, and then I hadn't heard anything afterwards. But I was like, in my mind, I'm like, dude, if I hear it from a different number, that same stuff that's going on, then I'm going to be more paranoid about, you know, I'm going to be checking my accounts or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't know. Could they get to my accounts through that? I couldn't even tell you. But it's just like, that leaves your head rolling a little bit.
Have you ever had, like, any, like, in your emails, like, you should change your password and all that kind of stuff?
You know,
I had one, like, the other day with Gmail.
So weird you say that, dude.
Uh-oh, here we go.
I got this email a while back. I didn't even, it was in my, like, junk mail.
What's your password? What is it?
Shut up, dude.
big dick 69.
So it says, Master Man at Hotmail, pay attention now. Dude, this email, so it's like, time slipping away with every passing second. Have you noticed that your device has been acting weird lately? It's because you go to websites without thinking. One of them had my special code on it, and it worked. What that means is, to you, is that I can see everything that happens on your screen and in front of your screen. If you doubt it, you don't read. If you doubt it, then don't read any further into this letter. I'm not wasting my time on you either, and I'm just going to post all this crap with you on every possible website and social network. I made a copy of your most important files, gathered your contacts, and I have access to your browsing history. In short, I have everything I need. At first, I considered deleting all the data from your devices and walking away, but after seeing the kinds of sites you visit regularly, I changed my mind. I'm talking about the kind of content that's, well, not exactly something to be proud of. Dude, and I caught this, and then there's a little more, and it's probably just trying to scam me out of. I didn't even literally read the rest of it. Oh, it's looking for money. Looking for money.
There you go.
It's trying to blackmail me or something. Like, hey, I'll send the stuff out, but send me some cash, and I won't do it. Type of thing.
At the end of the day, it's all about just send me some money. Or
yeah,
something.
Yeah. And it was done the 6th, 14th. So last month and 14th, almost a month from now.
Yeah.
But I read it late. And I mean, obviously nothing happened.
Yeah.
So it's just like, but yeah, this
that's weird, man.
Scammers, dude. Just be careful out there. That's all. I know like older individuals are targeted for that stuff all the time.
Yeah,
and unfortunately,
yeah.
It works, right? So
well, I think we're
keep your head on your shoulders when stuff like that happens. That's
we're kind of getting at an age now where we can potentially be a victim of that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm.
Like me, you and I,
mm-hmm.
in our age range, you know,
mm-hmm.
We're pushing because. If we were in the NHL, NBA, or NFL, we're like retirement age.
Yeah, we're,
you know,
definitely,
I mean?
Like signing 1 years.
1 years, you know what I mean?
Minimum.
Vet minimums, you know what I mean?
Yeah, dude, summer leagues. No, Big Three.
Big Three. And one tournament, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Stuff like that. For sure. No, I'm like, you see DeAndre Jordan, he's like a photographer for the NBA now. Dude.
Oh, my gosh.
You know
dude.
What I mean? So, like, they move on to stuff like that.
We'd be in our era of, like, oh, yeah, he played for that team at the end of his career. That's yeah, right, dude. You know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, right. Yeah, well, you know, again, be careful out there. People are always trying to get your cash, unfortunately. And no one has any money in the first place to really give. So
speaking of which, if you want to send us some cash.
By all means.
By all means, the number is.
Jess at Big D.
There you go.
_ huge C. .com. All right. Let's move on. Hello Crows. This is debut album, Hello Crows 2025. A little bit of folk rock for you. First track is called Come Back to Me. You're listening to CKW 95.9. Turn it up.
I know you called my phone.
I lost same old song.
razu bicie jak i da motovak gin zosak iba špido van kako gos neće mi da je kako gos ki jak mi duje. So it is said, our ancestors would always say, look, watch crow, for crow always flies straight. For crow keeps one eye in the past. Know where crow came from, and crow keeps one eye in the future, wanting to know where crow must go. Need Massey, Nancy Mide, Yaku Doyat, Kafka Ghost. That is why crow always flies straight. Middle age. Let that be so, may that be the truth. Let that be so, may that be the truth. Let that be so, may that be the truth.
National Program Director of the Chum Group, worked with us in producing...
Guess who's coming?
It's...
Guess who's coming?
It's...
Guess who's coming?
DJ Shadow.
Back again.
Who is he?
Whoa. The scratching baby. You just don't get that anymore, man.
No, man.
DJ Scratch.
Well, you know, we got some turntables right beside you, Jess, if you want to take a swing at it.
Just nothing there.
You ever see like videos of guys who are doing like scratching, but like the records are just the vinyls just getting scraped?
No,
I feel like
and
that's
you're
what
seeing pieces of it like
yeah,
come off.
I feel like that's what happened if you were trying to do that right now.
I'm better with the mouth. If you know what I'm saying.
We all know that already.
Yeah. We all know.
You ever see that J-Rock clip from Trailer Park Boys when he's like, I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I never really watched that show, man.
No, I'm saying? No, I haven't really watched it either. I just see clips of it. And
it's funny.
Yeah,
it looks like it's really good. It's just, there's so much of it. You know you know what I'm talking about.
There's
when
a lot
you
of seasons.
It's a lot of seasons.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, that's why I don't watch... like Games of Thrones. And, is it called Games of Thrones?
You're close, yeah.
You know, stuff like that.
Games of Bones, though.
Games of Bones, though. I've seen that. Cody Vore's in it.
Games of Boning.
Welcome back. We're the Medicine Wheel of Music. My name is Jess. We got Tone over here.
What's up?
You listen to CKU Dub, 95.9, number one spot for listener-driven radio. You know, more voices, more choices. That's what it's all about. You can give us a call. Not now. But you can give us a call. We are listening to a little bit of the Hello Crows. Hello Crows' debut album, as a matter of fact, with Hello Crows' 2025 album. First nice. We heard Come Back to Me, Warbler, Red Flag, Let Him Go, Crow Teaching, and then the last track we just heard was Ballad of Two Birds. Nice. Sounds a little like a little bit of Jay Gilday. If you don't know what I'm talking about, maybe we'll play a little bit of him in a minute or two.
Yeah.
What do we know about the old Hello Crows? Well, emerging from a rich cultural landscape of their Wabanaki homeland?
That sounds wrong.
Wabanaki.
Close.
Wabanaka.
Wabanaki.
Either way, it's in New Brunswick somewhere. The Hello Crows are a powerful indigenous collective, like I said, whose songs and stories are woven with the threads of personal experiences, resilience, and a deep connection to their communities and culture. With every note, lyric, and chant, the Hello Crows remind us of the strength of indigenous, pardon me, indigenous identity, the importance of collective storytelling, and unbreakable bond between music and culture. 2024, they released their debut single, Come Back to Me, which resonated with listeners due to its authenticity and powerful message. The song climbed to the top 10 of the National Indigenous Chart and won the 2025 Song of the Year at the Musique New Brunswick Awards.
Let me ask you this.
No, don't. All right.
How many artists were even at that festival or that awards thing?
It was a 50-50 chance of winning, I think.
Bigger question. What the hell even happens in New Brunswick? Like, what's going on there?
Yeah, what's happening? Listen, if you're from if you're from New Brunswick, let us know what's going on out there.
What's
right?
the scene?
What's the scene like? What's the vibe like?
Yeah.
What are the ladies like? You know? What's the marine life like?
Yeah, man. We're talking lobsters.
Lobsters and seals, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The only thing I know about New Brunswick is that it's the only province that's actually bilingual, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Like, like, on a national level, Canada's bilingual.
Okay.
But, like, provincially, each province isn't. It's just English, mm-hmm. like the official language. But New Brunswick is like the only one that's French and English.
No, really?
Yeah. That's the only thing I know about New Brunswick.
Let me tell you what I know about New Brunswick.
Oh, here we go. We got Mr. New Brunswick over here. Let's go.
New Brunswick. Well, let me tell you something. There used to be an old Brunswick, but this one is the new one.
Oh, damn.
Yeah,
no way.
Yeah, yeah. There used to be a Brunswick.
Damn, man.
Back in the day,
yeah.
I used to go to Brunswick.
Yeah.
All right? But then you know what happened?
The new one.
The new one came.
The new
one. And then they said, well, you know what? We can't just call it Brunswick no more.
Yeah.
We got to get this New Brunswick.
There's a New Bruns on the block.
You know what? There used to be a York, right? Back in the day?
Yeah.
And people called it the Old York.
Yeah, Old York. Who cares about that one?
Who cares about it? But then you know what happened?
Yo.
New York shows up.
Let's go. Yeah.
Bada bing, bada boom. Man. And it's still New York.
It's still new after 500 years.
That's stupid. You need a new New York. You need a new New Brunswick. Yeah. And you need a new New York, if you ask me.
Yeah.
I don't know when that's going to come. You know, will it be in our lifetime?
I don't know. Probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah.
There's got to be another word for new. It's the same way that there should be another word for the old classic songs that we were talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And today we're going to find it.
We're going to find
those, all those words today. All right?
Oh, man. Jesse, bringing facts with the New Brunswick, man. Hey, that's what you get on this show, man. Like, if you're listening to this show right now, you're just sipping on some coffee or whatever.
Yeah. And a little whiskey in it.
Yeah, you're just chilling by the window.
By the fan, probably.
By the fan, most likely. And you're just getting fed knowledge at the same time, you know? Yeah. You don't even got to worry about breakfast because you're getting served knowledge from Mr. New Brunswick himself over here.
You're welcome. It's not the Black Crowes, the Hello Crowes. The debut album released September 30th, 2025. This is the first release from Castle Records, the Maritimes' first indigenous record label.
Oh.
Recently, the Hello Crowes were chosen to serve as artist ambassadors for the Gord Downie and Chani Wenjack Fund. They stand in support of truth, healing, and the ongoing journey towards reconciliation.
Nice.
When are we finally going to reconcile? That's another. We need a new reconciliation. Forget the old one. All right. That's the Hello Crowes there. I hope everyone's really enjoying the Hello Crowes. They got a nice little sound to them. I feel like you said something about the Hello Crowes while we were listening to them.
Oh, one of their first, I think it was like the first or second track that they were playing.
Oh, it sounded like a road track.
It sounded like a road trip track that you know.
Yeah.
Like you just
sound like a Sheryl Crow track or something.
Exactly. You're driving like towards like
Hello Crow, Sheryl Crow.
Oh, there's. Are we being controlled right now by
MIAI? I'm just putting things together.
Spiderwebs.
Dude, you're talking about Trampled by Turtles? Let's listen to what Trampled by Turtles sounds like.
Okay, all right, okay. Yeah.
A little bit of Codeine by Trampled Turtles. Let's see what this is like.
Like trap music?
Oh. Okay. 1, 2, 3, go.
Well, I ain't your baby.
Let's hit that chorus, right?
It's not where I've been staying. Don't you worry and come on in. Well, I finally found a friend. I found a friend. Codeine, codeine, you're the nicest thing I've seen.
Yeah.
For a while.
Cool.
That's nice. I dig it, man.
I dig it, too. Yeah. So, Trampled by Turtles, you know what? You'll be back.
They're like...
You'll be back, actually, dude. That's pretty cool.
That's like bluegrass type of music, I guess. You know?
The banjo picking. Is that a banjo? I don't even know.
Anytime
I hear that dindy, I always assume it's a banjo.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's always so, like...
Just catchy, man.
Odd, like... Hypnotizing.
Yeah, yeah.
Whenever I hear it, I started listening to a lot of Billy Strings lately. You know who Billy Strings is?
No. Is that AI?
No. I hope not. Anyways, but the same type of feel to it. Just old school, like bluegrass country.
Mm.
Play that Ioni tune you wrote. Not the one you played earlier.
What one?
Latest one.
So this is him when he's young?
Have you been playing on Simple
Playing
Man?
This song that kind of like broke him out.
Right.
It sounded fucking great to me.
I had to do it for a competition. It was a...
The last way to do that?
Yeah. I don't never play this.
Play the latest one you wrote.
What?
The latest one you wrote.
I wish I could play guitar, dude. Yeah. I wish I had something in me, dude, where that, where I can pull that stuff off. I'm just a better listener. Yeah. Women will say that too. Yeah. I'm just a good listener, dude. I just don't remember anything. That's the problem.
She was saying something about me not listening. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention.
I'm a good listener. I just don't remember a damn thing they say. Oh, God.
So this guy here, this Billy Strings, and then that Trampled by Turtles. It just sounds like something you'd hear off that movie, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like kind of like 1,000%. That era style of music.
It's catchy. Yeah, I listen every time. Something about it. I mean, it brings me back because my folks and my grandparents used to listen to that stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, you know, in the smoke-filled room they used to talk about.
Oh, just hazy.
Yeah. Bellowing out into the living room.
Yeah.
And they used to listen to that type of country all the time. And I never really stuck to listening to that stuff. I went on, you know, my generation with...
Yeah. Some new metal.
Alternative rock. Yeah, you know, a little bit of Three Doors Down.
Let's go, man.
You know, so on and so forth. And then I went to hip-hop a little bit and... So I was kind of all over the place, but I mean, there's a special place in my heart for country and that type of country as
nostalgia.
Well, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, when your folks and all that stuff would have those, you know, those gatherings, would they ever get you to roll them cigs at
no,
all?
No, actually, I think they pre-cigged though. Yeah? You know what I mean? Okay. Like they'd go home and then they'd do all that and then they'd load up.
Yeah, and then inside the Ziplocs.
Yeah, or they had those plastic cases that you can get. They're like a foggy plick. They're like basic, like plastic, like nothing to them. Basic plastic cases that you just lift up and down.
They're
just simple.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah. And they used to load them up with a bunch of cigs that you would.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that sound all the time too, actually, of the thing clicking. Oh, God. Them's the days.
I remember when I was a kid and, you know, my dad would take me over to my family's or my family on my dad's side, you know, in Jigtown. And, you know, every now and then they'd get me to do the rolling of their darts and stuff.
Yes.
Man. Yeah, man. Kids these days, though, they don't know about that, man. You know what I mean?
No, they don't know how to roll cigs nowadays.
You know, I'm as soon as I leave this place, I'm stopping off at the nearest gas station, picking myself up like a nice big tin of tobacco, some tubes, grabbing myself one of those contraptions, those shotgun looking little loading things.
Yeah, it's like a clip.
And just getting my boys to just roll me up some darts that I'm not even going to smoke.
No, just get it done.
Yeah, I'll
sell them. It's actually not a bad idea, actually. You know?
50 cent a dart, bro?
That's easy money right there.
You know what I mean? Even a dollar?
Hey. We got to make money somehow, dude.
You go down to like Main Street, and then you just have like a nice big bag of darts, dollar from all the bums. Mm-hmm. Oh man, you're rolling. You know,
and so are they. Your kids are.
Yeah,
they're always rolling. All right, we're gonna play a couple tracks real quick, and then we'll come back and hit you with a little bit of the weather and what's going on outside. It is a hot one.
Yeah.
We'll tell you just how hot it's gonna get. But before that, I want to play a track from the newer Rolling Stones album.
What?
Called Foreign Tongues.
Aren't they all dead?
No. They're all alive and well.
How?
They're modern science will
do
it.
Oh, my God. Someone's...
You know what? It's probably...
Adrenochrome. Just say it, okay? Like, that's what it is.
I think we all know.
You know?
I'm saying it without saying it. But, you know, it comes from babies. And it has to be injected. No, I think literally like the cigarettes and the whiskey is keeping people alive at this point, to be quite honest with you.
I mean, like,
you hear about it all the time. As soon as people stop those bad habits, they have 3 months to live or something.
Yeah, man.
It's wild. I heard nicotine's I don't know. You hear the internet's full
okay,
of stuff
Jess, let's stop with the tobacco propaganda now, Jess. Come on now. Who are you working for, man? Look at those tobacco lungs, bro. That tar.
Goddamn. All right. Here's a track, actually, from the Rolling Stones' new album, Foreign Tongues. It's called In the Stars.
Yeah.
I want to hit you with a little bit of this, and then we'll come back and let you with the weather. All right? How about that? Rolling Stones, In the Stars. You're listening to CKDub.